gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, December 11th, 2017. Welcome to day 326. Three women who previously accused Donald Trump of sexual harassment have called for Congress to investigate the allegations. Jessica Leeds, Samantha Hulvey, and Rachel Crooks appeared on Megyn Kelly Today and a variety of daytime shows to discuss their calls for an investigation. Here's Rachel Crooks at a press conference on Sunday.
I want to believe that as Americans, we can put aside our political inclinations and admit that some things, in fact, do transcend politics, that we will hold Mr. Trump to the same standard as Harvey Weinstein and the other men who were held accountable for their reprehensible behavior. Therefore, I ask that Congress put aside their party affiliations and investigate Mr. Trump's history of sexual misconduct. Thank you.
CBS News, The Washington Post, and USA Today say the White House called the accusations false and, quote, totally disputed in most cases, adding that, quote, the timing and absurdity of these false claims speaks volumes, end quote. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley says the women who've accused Trump of sexual harassment should be heard, breaking from the administration's assertion that the allegations are false. The New York Times says Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, argued that Trump's accusers should be treated no differently than the other women who have come forward recently with stories of sexual harassment and misconduct against other men. At the same time, Democratic senators are calling for Trump's resignation over the sexual harassment and assault accusations against him. The Washington Post and CNN says Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, and Jeff Merkley suggested that the standard that brought down Al Franken should be applied to Trump. Speaking to CNN, Kirsten Gillibrand had this to say.
President Trump should resign. These allegations are credible. They are numerous. I've heard these women's testimony, and many of them are heartbreaking. And President Trump should resign his position. Whether he will ever hold himself accountable is something, you know, you really can't hold your breath for. And so Congress should have hearings. They should do their investigation. They should have appropriate investigations of his behavior and hold him accountable.
Next up, CNN is reporting that President Barack Obama is calling on Alabama voters to reject Roy Moore. Quote, this one's serious, Obama said in a recorded message intended for black voters, whose turnout is critical for Democratic candidate Doug Jones. Quote, you can't sit it out. Multiple women have accused Moore of pursuing relationships with them when they were teenagers while he was in his 30s, and one woman has accused him of sexual assault. Next up, The Hill says Adam Schiff called the evidence of coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia pretty damning. The ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee had this to say on CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper.
We do know this. The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And that is pretty damning, whether it is proof beyond a reasonable doubt of conspiracy or not.
Meanwhile, NBC News says Robert Mueller's investigators are focused on an 18-day timeline related to possible obstruction of justice by Donald Trump. Sally Yates testified that she told White House counsel Don McGahn on January 26th that Michael Flynn had lied to senior members of the Trump team about his conversations with Russia's ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. Whether or not this constitutes obstruction of justice hinges on when Trump knew about Flynn's conversations with Russia's ambassador during the transition, and when he learned that Flynn had lied about those conversations to the FBI. Trump fired Flynn on February 13th, saying he did so because he had misled Pence. Mueller is trying to determine why Flynn remained in his job for 18 days after Trump learned of Yates' warning, and is interested in whether Trump directed him to lie to senior officials, according to NBC News. Back on Capitol Hill, Politico and Axios say the Treasury Department has admitted that the GOP tax plan won't pay for itself through increased economic growth. The one-page analysis says, quote, a combination of regulatory reform, infrastructure development, and welfare reform, end quote, is needed in order to offset the cost of the tax plan. And now to the polls. Fox News says 50% of Alabama voters support Democrat Doug Jones in the Alabama special Senate election, while 40% support Roy Moore. And USA Today says 32% of Americans support the GOP tax plan, the lowest level of public support for any major piece of legislation enacted in the past three decades. 53% say it won't help the economy in a major way. And now on to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Four people were injured in an explosion in the passageway connecting the Times Square and Port Authority subway stations in New York City. 2. The Supreme Court refused to hear a case challenging sex discrimination protections in employment and whether they extend to sexual orientation. 3. A federal judge denied Trump's request to delay accepting transgender recruits into the military. 4. Vice News says police shoot Americans more than twice as often as previously known, according to data from the 50 largest local police departments. 5. Putin ordered the partial withdrawal of Russian troops from Syria. 6. The New York Times looks inside Trump's battle for self-preservation via Twitter, cable news, and about a dozen Diet Cokes each day. 7. The Trump administration is taking credit for killing 469 regulatory actions, even though 42% of them were already dead. And finally, French President Emmanuel Macron will award U.S. climate scientists with Make Our Planet Great Again grants to conduct research in France for the remainder of Trump's current presidential term. Don't forget, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website and in the email newsletter. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.